前书第三章十四节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
我们的讲题是神的家。
The topic for this morning is the continuation of the household of God.
神的家就是他的教会。
The household of God is basically his church.
我们再看第一章第十二节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣。因他以我有忠心派我服侍他，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远。Amen.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, and yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among themI'm foremost of all. And yet for this reason, I found mercy, in order that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
保罗在最年老的时候，他写了三封的书信，就是提摩太前书、后书。
Toward the end of Paul's life, he wrote three epistles. These are 1st and 2nd Timothy and the epistle to Titus. These three epistles have been called the pastoral epistles. The main topic for these three epistles deals with the church of Jesus Christ.
关于教会，我们讲四方面的事。
As we talk about the church of Jesus Christ, we talked about four aspects of this church.
第一，我们讲到教会的本质。
First of all, we talked about the nature of this church.
教会到底是什么？
What is this church?
在神的心目中，教会的地位是怎样？
What is the position that the church occupies in the heart of God?
第二，我们讲到教会的会员。
Second topic we talked about, second aspect of the church is the members of the church.
教会是由哪些人组成的？
Whom constitute...The members of this church.
礼拜天坐在教堂里的人，每一个人真的都是神那个真正教会中的一份子。
Is it true that every person sits inside a church on Sunday morning constitute all of the members of that church?
第三，我们要讲到教会的工作。
Third aspect of the church is the work of the church.
教会最重要的任务是什么？
What is the most important responsibility of a church of Jesus Christ?
教会存在世界上最重要的功用是什么？
What is the main purpose and usefulness for the existence of the Church of Jesus in this world?
第四，我们要讲到教会的领袖。
Lastly, the fourth aspect concerns the leaders of this church?
神在教会中拣选什么样的人做领袖?
What type of people does God select as leaders for His church?
教会中的领袖需要具备什么样的资格?
What type of qualifications does the Bible give for the leaders of His church, of Jesus' church?
我们上一次曾经提到过教会的本质。
Last time I talked to you about the nature of a church.
教会是神的家，是一个属灵的家庭。
The church of Jesus Christ is the household of God. It's a family of God.
神最重看的并不是房屋那个建筑，乃是那些信靠他的人。
God emphasized not the building of the church, but the people in the church, those whom have come to a knowledge of Jesus and have believed in Him.
在今天的社会上最严重的问题之一就是家庭的问题。
I believe the biggest problem that this world is confronting is the problem with families.
唯有健全的分子才能够构成一个健全的家庭。
The only way to have a good family is to have good family members.
我曾经读过一篇文章形容现代这些问题的家庭。
I have read an essay talking about the modern families.
在台湾我们常常提到 这个问题少年，不晓得你们听过这个话没有？In
Taiwan, we talk very frequently about delinquent youth.
另外还有人提到荒唐的中年、糊涂的老年，这三种人就构成了问题的家庭。就是随便想做什么就做什么，很糊涂。The
delinquent youth and the loose adults and the
糊涂的老人
the confused elderly or something like that and these constitute the basic problems in a family.
我们教会也是一个家庭。
Similarly, a church is also very much like a family.
有的是小家庭, 教会是个大家庭。
Some of the families are small, but the church is a big family.
提多书讲到一个健全的教会有三方面。
Titus talked about three aspects of a church.
一个有次序的教会，一个守本分的教会，一个行善事的教会。
Titus talked about three qualifications for the church. One is that this church must be orderly. Second one, this church must stand firm in its belief. And thirdly, this church must be a hospitable church, a church which is doing good.
上一次我们也提到过教会的会员应当是怎样的人。
Two Sundays ago, we also talked about what are the members of the church.
保罗做他自己的见证。
Paul gave his own testimony regarding this.
他说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
He said that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
保罗讲到他没有信耶稣以前，他做过很多得罪神的事情。
Paul mentioned that before he became a believer, he did many things to hurt God's feeling.
第十三节,
verse 13,
一章十三节,
chapter 1, verse 13.
我从前是亵渎神的、逼迫人的、污慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，是因我是不信、不明白的时候而做的。
1 Timothy 1:13 says, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and a violent aggressor, and yet I was shown mercy, because I acted ignorantly in unbelief.
请大家注意这句话。
Notice this verse.
保罗说我以前做的那些糊涂事都是我不信、不明白的时候做的。
Paul said that all these bad things I did before I believed, before I became a Christian.
我们在座有些慕道的朋友，请你注意这句话。
Many of you, I'd like to ask you to pay a special attention to this verse.
保罗说我不信、我不明白。
Paul said, I did not believe, therefore I was ignorant. I did not understand.
有很多人他们在追求真理的时候常常觉得我很难信。
Many of us, as we seek God's truth, very often we feel that it's so difficult for us to believe that truth.
我不信，我就不明白。保罗这样说。
If you don't believe, according to Paul, then you don't understand.
这个属灵的事情很特别的。
Spiritual things are very special.
并不是等到你明白了以后才信，乃是你明白，你信了以后你才会明白。It
doesn't work this way in saying that after I understand, then I'll believe. Spiritual thing is just the opposite. You need to believe first, and then understanding follows.
保罗是一个读了很多书的人，是一个很有修养的人，可是他说他不信，他还是不明白。
Paul was a very well-educated, very sophisticated scholar in his day. But he says before he believed, he was ignorant.
你必须要信。
You need to believe first.
你信了，然后神就帮助你明白。
After you put in your belief, then God will help you to understand.
可能我们中间有很多人已经听到很久，你始终还没信，我盼望你。遵着保罗的这个教宗走，你信，神就帮助你明白。
Maybe many of you have come to churches and have listened to sermons for many, many years, but you have never understood. The reason you don't understand is you didn't believe first. And I hope this morning you can put in your belief.
保罗是一个谦卑的、蒙福的人。
Paul was a humble servant of God.
你看保罗在这里说，在罪人中我是个罪魁，第十五节。
Paul claimed in verse 15 that he was the foremost of all sinners.
保罗他写过几卷的书信，都是表明他有一颗谦卑的心。
If you look carefully at all the epistles written by Apostle Paul, you would detect the spirit of humility.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书请看第十五章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9.
这是保罗写的话。
Paul wrote these words.
保罗说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。
Paul said, for I am the least of the apostles who am not fit to be called an apostle.
在提摩太前书里面，保罗把他自己跟罪人做个比较。在哥林多前书里面，保罗把自己跟使徒做个比较。
In 1 Timothy, Apostle Paul compared himself with sinners, and he said, I'm the worst sinners of all. And in 1 Corinthians, he compared himself to the apostles, and he said, I'm not really qualified to be an apostle.
他说我是使徒中最小的。
He said, I'm the least of all the apostles.
还有一卷书，以弗所书也是保罗写的。
Another book, Ephesians, also written by Apostle Paul.
以弗所三章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8.
在这里保罗把自己跟什么人做比较呢？
Whom does Paul compare himself to here?
Ephesians 3章八节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8。
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
He said to me the very least of all saints。
在这里保罗把他自己跟圣徒做比较。
Paul here compares himself to all saints or all believers. He's saying that he is the very least。
保罗把自己跟三种不同的人比较，使徒、圣徒和罪人。
Paul compares himself to three different types of people. First of all, apostles. Secondly, believers. And thirdly, sinners.
这三种人有什么不同呢？
What are the differences of these, between these three types of people?
先说使徒。
Let's talk about apostle first.
主耶稣在世上的时候讲到，有很多人信从他，跟随他。他在很多的人中间拣选了十二个人。
When Jesus was walking on this earth, many people followed him and many believed in him, but he personally selected 12 to be his apostles.
这些跟耶稣最亲近的使徒后来成为教会的领袖。
These apostles, the people who were the closest to Jesus, later on became the foundation of his church.
在这些事情以后，耶稣基督特别又拣选保罗，让他也做使徒。
After these things,Jesus also selected one other person, that is Apostle Paul, to be one of his apostles also.
保罗在哥林多前书里面讲，我是使徒中最小的，我不配称为使徒。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not even fit to be called an apostle.
在以弗所书里面，保罗说，圣徒。
And then in Ephesians, Paul talked about the saints or believers.
大家千万不要以为圣徒是那些灵性特别高超的人啊，不是的。圣经里面讲到圣徒，就是指着信靠耶稣的人。
Don't misunderstand the word saint. Don't think of saint as those super Christians. The word saint as used in the scripture simply means those who believe in Jesus, the believers.
在这个第二个比较里面，保罗说，在一般的基督徒里面，我比那个最小的还小。
So Paul comparing himself to all believers or all Christians, he said, I'm the very least.Of all Christians.
到了提摩太前书，保罗跟一般犯罪作恶的人放在一块做一个比较。
And then when we get to 1 Timothy, Apostle Paul compares himself with all the sinners of the world.
保罗说，在罪人中我是个最小最小的罪人。他是不是这样说？
Did he say that Among all sinners, I'm the least of all sinners.
不是,
no, he didn't say that.
在大家都称赞的人中间, 他觉得他是最小。 在大家都痛恨的人中间, 他觉得他是罪魁祸首。
Among the classes of people that most people cherish and saying as the good things, he said he's the least. And among the class of people whom most people despise, the sinners, he said he's the foremost in that group.
这是什么? 这就是圣经里面所说的谦卑, 看别人比自己强。
What is all this? What does all this mean? These things simply tells us that humility is what is needed in the servant of God.
谦卑容易不容易?
Is it easy to be humble?
谦卑是很困难。
It is very difficult to be humble.
神用了40年的时间训练摩西谦卑。
It took God 40 years to train Moses to be humble.
神允许很多的痛苦患难临到约伯，让他学习谦卑。
God allowed many, many difficulties to come upon Job to teach him humility.
保罗本来是觉得自己是个最伟大的人，都轻看别人。
Apostle Paul, when he used to be Saul, he thought he was the greatest. He looked down upon almost anyone that comes to him.
神用多少时间训练保罗谦卑？
God spent many, many years training Apostle Paul to be humble.
当我研究以上的三卷书信的时候，我注意这三卷书信保罗所写的，注意他们写作的年代。
As we study these three different verses written by Apostle Paul, I'd like to share with you the time frame, the chronological order of these three verses.
哥林多前书是在公元第57年的时候写的。
First Corinthians was written approximately 57 AD.
那个时候保罗说，使徒中我是最小。
At that time, Apostle Paul said, I'm the least among all the apostles.
以弗所书大约是在西元61年的时候写的。Ephesians
was written by Apostle Paul approximately 61 AD.
从57年到61年中间经过了四年。From
57 AD to 61 AD, we have 4 years.
四年以前他说在使徒中我是最小的，四年以后他说在一般的基督徒中间我比那个最小的还小。4
years ago, he compared himself to the apostles. He said, I'm the least of the apostles. 4 years later, he doesn't compare himself to apostles anymore. He compares himself to just believers, Christians. And he says, I'm the very least.
提摩太前书什么时候写的?
When was 1 Timothy written?
大约是公元65年。
It was written approximately in 65 AD.
比以弗所书又晚了大约四年。
It was about 4 years, approximately 4 years after the book of Ephesians.
经过这个四年, 你看见保罗的灵性又长进了。
And after 4 more years, we see that Paul has grown even more spiritually.
他说在罪人中我是个罪人。
Now he compares himself to all sinners. He says, I'm the worst of all sinners.
我不相信保罗他的罪越犯越大了。
I don't believe that Paul's sin was increasing in those years.
我乃是相信保罗是越来越靠近神，他越来越发现以前所没有发现的那些隐藏的罪。
But I believe in the passage of those 8 years, Paul grew spiritually and came closer and closer to God, and those sins became more and more visible and more clear to him.
怎么样衡量一个人属灵的这个生命长进的程度，看他是谦卑还是骄傲？
How do we measure one's spirituality? Very simply, measure his humility.
在教会中是怎样的人？是那些谦卑的人。
What the truly spiritual members in the church are those who truly are humble.
在天堂里面都是谦卑的人，地狱里面都是那些自认为自己最好的人。
In heaven are all the people who are able to humble themselves. In hell, you'll find all those who think very much of themselves. Proud people.
主耶稣说引到永生，那个门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Jesus said that the road to eternal life is narrow, and few travel on this road.
只有谦卑的人才能够通过这一扇窄的门。
Only those who are humble can pass through this small gate.
这个窄的门就是耶稣基督的十字架。
The small gate is the cross of Jesus.
没有一个站在十字架面前的人能够挺身昂首说，神啊，我比谁都好。
No one can stand before the cross of Jesus and say, God, I'm better than everyone else. You need to take me in.
圣经上讲到有一个谦卑蒙福的人，他到神面前来，他连抬头望天都不敢，他低着头捶自己的胸，他的祷告只有一句，神啊，可怜我这个罪人。
A truly humble person comes before the cross. He doesn't even dare to lift up his head. He simply bows his head, beats on his own chest, and said that God, have mercy on me.
在神的这个属灵的大家庭里面，你怎么样才能够走得进来？你必须谦卑。
In this big spiritual family of God, how can one enter into this family of God? You need to humble yourself.
你必须要认罪悔改。
You need to confess your sins and repent of your sins.
你必须要接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
You need to believe and receive Jesus as your Savior.
我们在教会里面常常唱一首诗，你真伟大。
We often sing this one hymn in our church, How Great Thou Art.
有一个做父亲的有一天听他的儿子在唱这首诗。
One day this father heard his little child singing this hymn.
那个小孩子越唱越高兴。
And this little child, he sings and he keeps singing louder and louder.
可是那个父亲觉得那个歌词好像唱得不太对啊。
And the father thought that this child is not quite getting the words right in this hymn.
他唱到后来一直在唱的是我真伟大，我真伟大。
Because as this little kid sings toward the end of the hymn, How great thou art became, How great I am, How great I am.
在礼拜堂里面呢，不是唱我真伟大的那些人，而是唱神真伟大。
In our church, we don't sing how great we are, but we sing how great thou art.
接下去我们要讲到第三点，讲到教会的工作。The
third point, the third aspect of the church is the work of the church.
提摩太前书第二章第一节。Turn
with me, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
保罗对提摩太说。Paul
said to his disciple Timothy,
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为君王。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
教会最重要的工作有两个，第一个就是祈祷，就是这三节圣经所说的。There
are two important ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ. The first one is prayer.
从第四节到第七节讲到第二件最要紧的事。From
verse 4 through 7 talks about the second primary ministry of the Church.
第四节。Verse
4.
他愿意万人得救明白正道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位众保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。 他舍自己做万人的属教，到了时候，这事必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的、做使徒、做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信、学习正道。我说的是正话，并不是谎言。Verse
4, Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony born at the proper time. And for this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. These four verses talked about the second primary function of a church in this world, and that is to evangelize, to preach.
大家看见吗? 祈祷, 传道。
Do you see my point? Prayer and preaching.
在旧约的时代，有两种侍奉神的人，就是祭司和先知。There
are two types of servants of God in the Old Testament. One is the priest, and the other one is the prophet.
祭司在什么地方服侍神？
Where do the priests serve?
在圣殿里。In
the temple.
他们的工作是什么呢？
What do they do?
他们献祭，他们祷告。They
present sacrifices to God. They send up petitions and prayer to God.
先知在什么地方服侍神呢?
Where do the prophets work?
他们并不是在圣殿里，他们走到各地各方去。Prophets
do not work in the temple, but they travel among the people.
他们做什么工作?
What do they do?
他们讲道。They
preach, they speak the word of God.
你看这两种人的不同吗?
You see the difference between these two types of people?
一种人主要的工作是祷告，另外一种人主要的工作是传道。Some
of the people should concentrate on prayer. And the other type of people should concentrate on evangelizing, preaching.
祷告是什么?
What is prayer?
祷告就是把人带到神面前，为他们祷告。
Is simply bringing men to God.
什么是传道?
What is preaching?
传道就是把神带到神面前。
Preaching is simply bringing God to men. Is to tell the people of the things of God. In the New Testament time, we don't have priests and prophets. God has chose to put these two functions together and gave these two functions to His church. In a church of Jesus Christ, there are functions regarding to similar to the priests in prayer. The church also has a responsibility similar to prophets. We need to preach. These are the two most important functions of a church. We cannot do without one or the other. Very often we put so much attention on the visible activities, the visible function of the church, and we neglected the hidden functions of a church. Have we often put so much attention on doing works, carrying out activities, and have neglected our prayer?
请大家注意在这里。 一个先后的顺序，保罗先提到祷告，然后才提到传道。
I'd like to call our attention to the order that Paul mentioned these two things. First, he said we need to pray, bring God to men first before we take God to bring men to God first before we take God to men.
我们花几分钟时间研究这几节圣经。Let's
take a few moments to look at these few verses in detail.
二章一节,
chapter 2, verse 1.
保罗对提摩太说：“我劝你。”
Paul said to Timothy, "I urge you." It's talking about urging or admonishment.
I'd
like to have you concentrate on this word, urge. If you turn to chapter 5, verse 1, you'll see the same word again.
不可言责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲。 劝少年妇女如同姐妹，劝劝劝。
Chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, the younger man as a brother, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters in all purity." Now the word appeal there is the same word as the word urge that Apostle Paul used in chapter 2.
劝就是一种在爱心里面的请求。
Urge or appeal is sort of requesting or asking out of an attitude of love.
劝的时候就是为了对方的好处。
Appeal or urging out of attitude of love is doing it for the good of the other person.
这是很有意思。
This is very meaningful here.
另外请大家注意二章一节这里保罗说我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢这是第一要紧的。
Now also in chapter 2 verse 1 Paul says, "I urge you first of all," that is the first thing you need to do.
别的事情都在后头，祷告是第一要紧的。Before
you do anything else, put in your prayer.
这就是为什么很多人主张一天开始的时候，先为这一天的事情祷告。This
is why many Christians believe that first thing in the morning, we need to take time to pray. Commit that day to the Lord.
在这里提到四方面的祈祷。In
this verse, Apostle Paul mentioned four aspects of prayer.
什么是恳求?
What is entreaties?
恳求是讲到一种迫切的态度。Entreaty
is talking about praying in such an earnest fashion and asking and almost begging.
恳求乃是为着灵性方面一些最大的、最重要的需要。We
entreat the Lord for the things that are the most important in our spiritual life.
到底什么是最重要的?
What is the most important thing in our spiritual life?
当你由神的那个眼光来看世界上的人的时候，最重要的需要是什么？
As the light of God enlightens your heart, you look out into the world, you see the world, what is the most urgent spiritual need of the world?
神所看见的人是在罪恶污秽之中。
As God looks out on the men of this world, He sees sinners, He sees man in sin.
神看见的人将来要受到罪恶的刑罚。
God sees these very same people in the future who will face the judgment of God.
We believe
So to entreat is not to entreat or ask for material blessings, but it's simply to ask God to save us from our sins. To save us from those dangerous conducts that we have.
Salvation.
This is what Jesus is talking about, salvation. Have you received the salvation? And then next, prayers.
这个祷告讲到一些事情，向神祈求，向神要。
Prayers talked about talking to God, asking things from God.
这里也是讲到我们在祷告的时候，敬拜神，赞美神。
Also includes praising and worshiping God in our prayer.
其次提到代求，主要的就是为别的人祷告。
Thirdly, petition. Petition means to pray for others.
为别人灵性的需要祷告。
Pray for the spiritual needs of others.
为别人物质的需要祷告。
Pray for the material needs of others.
祷告的时候不是单单想到自己，也想到别人。
When we pray, we should not just think of ourselves, but think of others.
最后一点，很多人也是忘记，祝谢。
And lastly, the fourth aspect and most often neglected aspect, thanksgiving.
这里讲到，当神听了你的祷告的时候，你感觉到欢喜快乐的时候，千万不要忘记回来对神说谢谢你。
As you pray to the Lord, as you see God answers your prayer, don't forget to come back to Him and say, thank you, Lord. I know many of you, three times a day, before you take your meal, you give thanks to the Lord for that meal.
我觉得神教导我学习，不但是为自己所吃的饭感谢主，也为别人所吃的感谢主，替他谢谢主。
I believe the Lord teaches not only to give thanks for the food that we eat, but also to give thanks for the food that others eat.
当你坐在餐厅里的时候，吃那么好吃的东西，旁边很多人吃饭不祷告，你要替他感谢主。这里说要为万人祝谢。When
you go to the restaurant and you, before you partake of your beautiful, delicious meal, you pray and give thanks for that meal. But don't forget, look around the restaurant for all the people sitting around you. They have not given thanks to the Lord. You can pray on their behalf to the Lord.
我们在祷告的时候要扩大。
When we pray, we need to enlarge the scope of our prayers.
神有一颗广大的心，神希望他的儿女有一颗广大的心，把万人都包括在你的祷告里面。God's
heart is very large, and as we pray, we need to enlarge the scope of our prayer to include others in our prayer.
第二节讲到为君王，为一切在位的也该如此。In
verse 2, Apostle Paul said we should pray for kings and for rulers who have authorities over us.
这些人可能你从来没见过面，跟你没有关系的，可是你要为他们祷告，因为他们在整个的人类社会里面的影响力很大。Now
these kings and rulers you have never met before. You may have never met them in person, but these people have a lot of influence on your life. What they do has made great impact in your life, and Apostle Paul said we need to pray for them.
当保罗写提摩太前书的时候，那个时候罗马的皇帝是犹太人的仇敌，虽然犹太人并不喜欢他。
The very moment that Apostle Paul wrote the epistle of 1 Timothy, that the Jews were being ruled by Romans, and they were enemies to the Jews. And yet Paul says, pray for our rulers, pray for those who have authority over us.
不久以前有一位弟兄跟我讲，他说，郑牧师啊，我真是不敢祷告。
Not long ago, a brother came to me and said that, Reverend Chang, I'm really afraid to pray.
我说为什么不敢祷告?
I asked him, why are you afraid to pray?
他说我一祷告就得到了，我都不敢祷告。
He said that whatever I pray, I get, and I get very scared of praying now.
我说你跟我讲讲，听着，你到底祷告些什么都得到了。
I said, can you explain to me what kind of prayers that you had answered?
他说你知道我刚结婚不久是吧?
He said, you know, I only been married for a short while.
他说我现在跟我的太太每天晚上
He said that I got married not long ago, and then recently, every night before we go to bed, my wife and I, we had time of reading the Bible and praying together.
他说我们求一件事情，希望得到一个绿卡, green card.
And he said that as we pray, we pray that we will receive the green card, the permanent residency in this country.
祷告了几天以后啊，这个丈夫突然。 哎，不晓得怎么搞，就向神祷告。他说：“神呐，可不可以把这个东西当做我太太的一个生日礼物送给她？”
And then the husband said, "Not long after that, I all of a sudden occurred to me, just you know, I was just moved to pray and ask God to give this green card to us as a present to my wife, for her birthday as her birthday present."
他太太28岁的生日就快到了。
Because his wife's 28th birthday was coming up very soon. Her birthday was on a Sunday. They pray all the way until Thursday prior to their Sunday. And they start reminding God, saying, God, you know, two more days left. You know that, you know, Sundays we don't get mail, so, you know, there's only two more days left for us to get the green card. Friday, they kept praying.
他说真奇妙,礼拜六,邮差送信,他们收到。
He said, amazing. Saturday, when they got their mail, they received the green card.
他又为另外一件事情祷告。
He also prayed for another thing.
他说他的工作离他住的地方太远，每天要开两个钟头的车。He
said that the place of his work is too far from where he lived. He has to drive 2 hours a day to get to work and back.
他说祷告没有多久，神给他预备一个比较近的工作的地方。
And so they start praying about his job, and then not long after that, he got another job closer to his to where he lives.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样的经验？神听你的祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you have experiences like these? Experiences which testify to you that God answers prayers. We can pray for the little things in our lives, but we can also pray for the big things, the leaders of our country. Our country is about to have a new presidential election. Have you prayed for this event? There was a Christian sister once who prayed for a very big thing. She just felt that the atheistic influence in the world is getting bigger and bigger, and she was getting very frightened.
她说假如这些无神政权的国家他们联合起来，那这个力量太可怕。She
felt that if these atheistic countries will unite their powers together, it would be too frightening.
这个姊妹她就祷告，她说希望神啊，你让这个
So she started praying for a very big thing, really. She prayed that, Lord, please don't let Soviet Union and Communist China to get too close and thus become too powerful a bloc.
这几年国际形势的发展，就是神回答了一个人的祷告。Very
interesting. If you look back at what's been happening in recent years, in a way, God has answered the prayer of this Christian sister many years ago.
弟兄姐妹,试试看,大胆一点,
Dear brothers and sisters, be a little bit gutsier, be a little bit bolder, asking, pray, ask the Lord to do things in your life.
从来没有求过的,你试试看,
pray for that one thing that you have never asked for.
保罗说要为万人求,
Paul says, pray for all men.
尤其是那些他不会为自己求的，你不为他求。
Pray for especially those who are not able and do not know how to pray for themselves.
你不要觉得你很微小。
Don't feel that you're so little and useless.
一个最软弱的基督徒，当他跪下来祷告的时候，魔鬼都发抖。
The weakest Christian, if he gets on his knee, even Satan would shiver, would start shaking.
祷告。
Prayer.
教会最重要的是祷告。
What we need the most. In a Christian church,
常常有人说我不会做什么事情，我在教会里不会做。最要紧的，你做不做？祷告。
Sometimes people say I can't do anything. I don't know how to do anything in the church. The most important thing you can do for the church is to pray.
教会第二样最要紧的事情，传道。
The second primary function of the church is preaching.
2章4节说，神愿意万人得救，明白正道。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says that God desires all men to be saved.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位正宝。
And to come to the knowledge of the truth, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
很多人不晓得只有一位神，只有一位救主，我们应当告诉他们。
A lot of people don't know that there's only one God and there's only one Savior between God and man. We need to tell them.
这里所提到的中宝就是讲到耶稣基督。
That mediator is the person of Jesus Christ.
为什么耶稣基督是重宝呢？因为他是站在神和人的中间。
Why is it that Jesus is called a mediator? Simply because he is the Savior. He comes in connecting man to God.
这里讲到耶稣基督降世为人，他把神和人联合起来。
Here we read that Jesus came into this world. He incarnated in this world to save men, to bring men to God.
第六节讲到他舍自己做万人的赎价，他死在十字架上。
Verse 6 says that Jesus himself gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony born at the proper time.
这是讲到他把人带到神那里去。
It's talking about him bringing man to God.
他把神带到人间，他把人带到天上。
So first of all, he himself was God. He came into this world bringing God to man, and then he brings man to God.
好多人都还不知道这个消息，我们应当告诉他。
Many people still do not know this truth and this good news, and we need to tell them.
请大家注意在这里提到这个字，正道 truth 第四节。
I'd like to call your attention to one word toward the end of verse 4, truth.
保罗非常强调这个字。
Paul emphasized this one word quite a bit.
我们看这个一章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 3.
保罗说：“我往马其顿的时候，曾劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可以传一脚。”First
Timothy chapter 1 verse 3 says, "As I urge you upon my departure for Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus." He's talking to Timothy in order that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines.
在这里提到异教 strange doctrine.
Apostle Paul mentioned strange doctrines here.
真道就是和异教相对的。
Truth and strange doctrine stands in contrast, in opposition to one another.
神要我们借着传扬真道拯救人，可是魔鬼也要借着一些人散布这些异教，使人沉沦灭亡。
God wants us to preach the truth to save men, but Satan at the same time is trying to get men to preach strange doctrines to confuse people so that they will end up not being saved.
这个异教在第四章里面也特别提到的。
The same idea of strange doctrine is also mentioned in chapter 4.
我们看四章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 1, please.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃正道。请大家注意，离弃正道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。First
Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. But the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
这些异教的信仰败坏了人。
These strange doctrines corrupts men.
他们最重要的主张有两个。
The main points of strange doctrines can be summarized in two.
请看第三节。
Move down to verse 3.
他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物。
Men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from food.
在这里提到婚姻和饮食的问题。
Verse 3 talked about two things. One is marriage, the other one is food.
在创世纪里面讲到神创造人的时候，神在这两方面都为人安排预备。
If you will think back to the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis, when God created man, he made provision in both of these areas.
在这里讲到末世的时候，魔鬼要败坏人的家庭，败坏人的身体。
And this chapter says that toward the end times, that Satan is going to be active, and he's going to be active in two areas. One, he's going to be active in destroying families by destroying marriage. And secondly, he's going to be active in destroying our physical body.
本堂有一位青年Julie Chen，他到日本去一年，现在已经平安的回来，在我们崇拜当中，非常高兴看见他。Very
happy this morning to see a member of a youth fellowship who has spent the past year in Japan and just returned from Japan this morning, Julie Chen.
Julie, would you please stand? 很欢迎Julie回来。
We really welcome her back.
God bless you. 我常常为
I often pray for many of the families in our church. My hope and prayer is that every family, every person would have a warm and a good, healthy family. I hope that the love between every married couple would grow and would continue to flourish.
我不久以前读到一篇文章，我觉得非常好，要介绍给各位。Not
long ago, I read a particular article and like to introduce that article to you.
我们在美国有一个很有名的布道家 Billy Graham，他说，工作的团体有一个杂志叫做这个 Decision Magazine.
We know a very famous evangelist, Billy Graham. His organization put out a publication called Decision.
在这个Decision杂志上面呢, 我读到这一篇文章。
In this Decision magazine, I came across this particular article.
我请我太太把它打字, 然后印出来, 准备要送给你们喜欢要的人。
I had asked Mrs. Chang to type it up and print up a bunch of copies to give to you.
这个是要送给已经结婚的和将来准备结婚的。
This article is meant for those who are married and those who are planning on getting married in the future.
等一会儿我在门口啊, 散会以后在门口送诸位的时候, 我手里会拿一些。 假如你喜欢要, 我就送给你。
After the service, as I stand out by the door there, I'll have many copies with me. If you want a copy, just let me know. I'll give one to you.
上个礼拜天我们第一次报告本堂预备了这个代祷卡片。
Last Sunday, we announced for the first time that we have prayer request cards in the pew rack.
好久以前我们一直在找这个卡片，可是很难找到。
We had looked for this prayer request cards for a long time, and we couldn't find it until very recently.
因为不是每一个人都能够有机会来参加这个祷告会，可是你有一些祷告的需要，我们盼望你在这个卡片上填好。 投在奉献袋里，我们就会为你祷告。
We know that it's hard for everyone to attend the prayer meeting, but we want everyone to be involved in the prayer ministry of this church. And so if you have a prayer request, we'd like to ask you to write them out and then place this prayer request card in the offering bag at the time of the offering.
上个礼拜天我们收到大约十张，我盼望今天你有什么祷告的事项，你不要客气，你填了，投在奉献袋。
Last Sunday we received our 10 prayer requests. This morning, if you have a special prayer request, don't hesitate. Write them out on this card and then place the card in the offering bag.
今天我们在散会以后有一个特别的祷告会，我愿意提一下的。
Also, I'd like to remind you that after the service this morning, we have a special prayer meeting.
大家记得我们所查的圣经里面讲到教会最重要的两件事情的一件就是祷告。
If you remember from last Sunday, the two most important ministry or works of the church, one of them is prayer.
大家都知道夏令会有100多个人报名啊，这个祷告的工作很要紧。You
all know that we have over 100 people registered for our family summer retreat, and the prayer for this retreat is very important.
今天我们散会以后，在楼上啊，就是礼拜堂的后面楼上那个202号的会议室啊，我们在那里要举行一个祷告会，就是散会以后就举行。Immediately
following the worship service, we have a prayer meeting in this big room upstairs. Behind the sanctuary.
不但是每一位夏令会的筹备委员希望你们参加，筹备的同工希望你们参加，所有的弟兄姐妹都欢迎你们。
We hope all the people involved in planning the family summer retreat would come join us in prayer, and also anyone else who might be interested in praying for this retreat. We welcome you.
假如你参加这个祷告会，你会晚一点吃午餐，可是你的胃口会好一点，吃的会觉得更好吃。
I guarantee you that if you come to this prayer meeting, you get hungrier, but I guarantee you that lunch will taste better, right? This morning we continue for the third time talking about the topic, the household of God.
提摩太前书、提摩太后书、提多书这三卷书讲到教会的问题。The
three epistles by Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, these three epistles talked about the organization and administration of a church.
讲到教会的本质是什么?
These three epistles talked about the nature of the church.
讲到教会应当是哪一些人做会员?
Secondly, the members of the church.
教会主要的工作是什么?
And also thirdly, the work of the church.
神要哪一些的人担任教会中的领袖?
And lastly, the leaders of the church.
哎，我盼望今天我能够讲完这个题目。
I hope this morning I can finish this series of talk.
请看提摩太前书第一章。
First, please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第15节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。 是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. And yet, for this reason, I found mercy, in order that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life.
这两节圣经讲到耶稣是救主,
These two verses talk about Jesus being the Savior.
来到教会的人, 承认耶稣是救主,
those who come to the church must recognize that Jesus is their Savior.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人, 我们要承认我们自己, 是罪人中的一个需要耶稣的救恩。
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We must admit, each and every one of us must admit that I am a sinner and I need Jesus as my Savior.
一个来到教会的人, 他需要靠近耶稣基督的十字架。
A person who comes into the church must come close to the cross of Jesus.
谦卑舍己, 承认耶稣做你的救主。
Humble himself, accept Christ as a Savior.
我们再看第二章。
Turn with me to chapter 2.
第二章第一节,
chapter 2, verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。
First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men.
我们再看第四节,
skipping on down to verse 4.
他愿意万人得救明白正道。
He desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这两节圣经都提到万人。
Both of these verses talk about all men.
这是教会最重要的两个使命。
These are two most important missions or works of a Christian church.
第一个是祷告, first of all, 第二个是传道。
First one is to pray, the second one is to preach.
第一是讲的要为万人祷告。
First, talking about praying for all men.
第二讲到要使万人听神的道能够得救。
And the second one is to preach to all men so that all men may be saved.
我们教会里面可能有很多种不同的活动，不同的这个事情，可是最要紧的、最基本的就是这两件。
In our church, we do many things and we have many activities. But putting everything else aside, two of the most important things are one, prayer. Secondly, to preach.
我们再看第三章。
Moving on down to chapter 3.
第十四节,
verse 14.
我指望快到你那里去。 所以先将这些事写给你，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基，大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。这是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. And by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
这两节圣经告诉我们神的家的性质是怎样。
These three verses talk about the nature of the belief of the church.
神的家并不是一个物质的建筑物，神的家乃是那些信耶稣基督的人的集合。
The household of God is not a building where Christians meet, but the household of God is the family of God, the group of Christian believers gathering together.
在神眼中最宝贵的就是他的儿女，不是那些俗世的财富。
In God's eye, the most precious thing to him are his children, not the places where his children gather.
教会不但是神的家，这里也说教会是真理的柱石和根基，在这里提到真理。
These verses not only said that the church is the household of God, but it also said the church is the pillar and support of the truth.
这个真理的柱石和根基，就是表示说是最重要的真理。
Pillar and foundation of the truth, implying that the church, the most important function of the church is to be the supporter of the truth.
这个16节所讲的是什么意思呢?
What does verse 16 mean?
简单一点的说, 这就是讲到耶稣基督的一生。
Verse 16, very simply put, is a summary of the life of Jesus. Talking about God coming in the flesh to this world. And finally talking about the glorious ascension of Jesus back to heaven and that one day he's coming back. The most important thing for the church is to introduce Christ to others who do not know him. Who is Jesus?
耶稣是一个真正的人.
Jesus was a real, literal man who existed.
圣经上讲到他降世为人,
the Bible very clearly stated that Jesus came into this world in the flesh.
他跟你我一样, 他有人的性情.
He was 100% man, just like you and I.
他会饿.
He can get hungry.
有些时候他会渴.
He can get thirsty.
他有些时候高兴, 有些时候也忧愁.
Sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's sad.
可是耶稣跟人不同的地方在哪里呢? 他是一个没有罪的人。
Even though he was 100% man, but there's one thing that Jesus was very different from any one of us, and that is he was sinless.
圣经上讲到世人都犯了罪, 这个犯了罪是什么意思?
The Bible said all men have sinned. What does the Bible mean when it says all men have sinned?
圣经里面讲到罪的时候有两个意思。
When the Bible talked about sin, there are two different meanings.
一个是讲到罪的性情, 一个是讲到罪的行为。
One is talking about the nature of sin, the other is talking about the action, the activities of sin.
一个小孩子生下来, 从来没有人教他犯罪, 到时候他就有罪, 这是罪的性情。
When a little baby is born, he was never taught to sin, but he still sins. It shows that he is a sinner by nature.
我们人是罪人, 并不是因为我们犯了罪, 乃是因为我们有罪的性情, 我们会犯罪。
Man, every single person is a sinner, not because he sinned, but because he is a sinner in the first place, by nature.
圣经上讲到的这位耶稣基督, 说他没有犯过罪, 也说他根本不知道什么是罪。
Scripture is very clear in saying that Jesus was sinless in the sense that he never committed a sin in action. In addition to that, the scripture also said that he knew no sin, meaning he had no sin nature in him.
这样翻译得太好, 圣经上说的就是这一句话, 他不知道什么是罪。
The scripture is very clear that Jesus knew no sin.
他没有罪的性情, 他没有罪的行为,
he had no sin nature in him. Furthermore, he had never committed sins.
不但是如此, 圣经上讲到的耶稣基督, 他是一个与神完全联合的人。
In addition, the scripture says that Jesus was one person who was in union, in oneness with God.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督降生的时候, 有一个很宝贵的名称, 叫做以马内利。 以马内利就是神与我们同在。
When Jesus was born, the angels gave him a name, which is very meaningful, saying Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
为什么耶稣得到这个名字, 以马内利呢?
How is it that Jesus received this name called Emmanuel?
因为当耶稣来到世界的时候, 他就把神带来, 他就世人与神同在。
It simply meant that when Jesus came into the world, he brought God with him to this world so that God was with men in this world.
耶稣曾经公开地对人说, 我与父原为一。
Jesus has said publicly that I and the Father are one.
耶稣曾经公开地说, 我在父里面, 父在我里面。
And Jesus had also publicly declared that I in the Father and the Father is in me.
耶稣基督不但是一神联合, 他也是把神彰显出来了。
Not only Jesus had oneness with God the Father, but he also shows forth the character of God.
人看见了耶稣就是看见了神。
When man sees Jesus, they're looking at God himself.
希伯来书第一章里面告诉我们, 耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉。
In Hebrews chapter 1, the scripture says that Jesus is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, God's nature. Jesus demonstrates vividly the nature and the power of God. How do we know that God is love? When you see Jesus, he had love, you know that God is love.
有一次有一个长大麻风的人到耶稣面前来,他脏得不得了,他说耶稣不晓得你肯不肯医治我。
One time, a very dirty and filthy leper came to Jesus and was wondering if Jesus would be willing to touch him.
耶稣说,我肯,
Jesus said, I'm willing, be cleansed.
圣经上记载耶稣伸手摸他，那个脏的人，耶稣摸他。
The scripture was very detailed in saying that Jesus reached out his hand and touched the person who had leprosy, and he was healed.
常常有各式各样痛苦患难中的人到耶稣那里去，为什么呢？因为耶稣怜悯他。
There are many people who were downcast and saddened. Many of these people came to Jesus because they received healing, they received comfort.
耶稣不但能够医治各样的病，他能够赶逐一些污鬼。
Jesus not only was able to heal many sicknesses, but he was also able to cast out demons.
他也能够平静风和海。
He's also able to calm the wind and the sea.
所以你看这位耶稣基督，他是个人，可是他是彰显神的人。
So you can see that this person of Jesus, he was a man, but he was a man who demonstrated the glory of God.
我们在教会里面最重要的就是要介绍耶稣基督。
The most important thing we can do in our church is to introduce this person of Jesus.
我们盼望每一个到教会里来的人，不是单单看见教会里的很多人，乃是认识耶稣基督。
We hope that every person that comes into our church will not only see the people in the church, but they also see Jesus.
保罗给提摩太这位年轻的传道人一个很重要的提醒。我们看提摩太前书四章十三节。
Paul gave to this young pastor Timothy a very important instruction found in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
四章第十三节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 13。
你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
Paul told to this young pastor Timothy in chapter 4 verse 13, until I come, give attention to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation and teaching.
这里提到这个传道的工作的要紧。
Verse 13 talked about the importance of the ministry of preaching.
保罗自己也有一个很好的榜样。
Paul also had a good example in himself.
我们再看提摩太后书第四章第十三节。
Turn to the exact same verse except in the next book, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13.
这是保罗啊最年老的时候所写的话。
This verse was written by Apostle Paul when he was quite old.
那个时候他写信给提摩太说，你快点到我这里来，冬天快到了，天气越来越冷了，请你快点来。
Toward the end of 2 Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy saying that, come to me quickly because the winter is coming, it's getting very cold.
你看这个第十三节怎么说呢?
And notice in verse 13, Apostle Paul said to young Timothy,
我在特洛亚留意加布的那件外衣啊，你来的时候你可以带来。
Paul said to Timothy saying that, when you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchment.
在这里首先的提到是那件外衣。
Paul first mentioned about asking Timothy to bring that cloak to him.
天气越来越冷，保罗他觉得冷，他需要一件衣服。
The weather was getting cold, winter was coming. Apostle Paul was getting cold. He asked Timothy to bring the cloak that he had left with Carpus.
提摩太啊，你不要忘记那件衣服啊，我很需要。
He reminded Timothy not to forget that coat, to bring him that coat because the weather was getting cold.
接下来他说，你来的时候那些书也要带来。
But he continued on saying that, not only bring that coat, that winter coat for me, but don't forget to bring the books.
保罗年纪很老的时候还是喜欢读书啊。
Paul was close to the end of his life, and yet he still had the desire for books.
他是一个好学不倦的人。
He had the desire to learn.
有人说一天不读书啊，面目可憎啊。
Some people said that one day without studying a book that you are, your facial expression will change.
最后在这里保罗怎么提呢？他说最要紧的，比衣服，比那些一般的书更要紧的是那些皮卷。皮卷是什么？就是圣经。
And lastly, Paul said, not only the winter coat and the books that I have, but most importantly, don't forget to bring the parchments. Parchments, is the scriptures.
保罗在临离开世界以前他还不断地忘记，还充实他自己，不断地提醒自己要充实自己。
Even toward the end of his life, Apostle Paul was still continuing to remind himself that he needs to
让自己多读一点书
，to read more books and to be ministered by the scriptures.
这对我们年轻的基督徒是何等大的鼓励
！I think this should be a great encouragement to all young people.
当我说年轻的基督徒的时候，不但是提到一些年龄年轻的信主不久的基督徒，无论你是什么年龄啊，你是年轻的基督徒，你应当有追求进步的心。
Encouragement to young Christians, and when I say young Christian, I mean the young in real age and the old in real age, just those who are new in the faith.
每次我们读圣经的时候，我们心里的目标就是盼望更多一点的认识耶稣。
Every time we read the scripture, the purpose is to allow us to learn a little bit more about Jesus, get to know him a little bit better.
在教会里面最重要的事情，借着讲道，告诉人耶稣基督是谁，借着祷告，把人带到耶稣面前。
The most important thing in the church is to preach God's word, to bring God to men, and to pray for all men, to bring men to God.
不久以前在举行这个北美华福会的时候，
Not long ago at the NACOS conference,
有些人晚上也去参加那个聚会，不是吗？
Some people went to participate in the evening meetings.
晚上的聚会是借这个downtown 啊，洛杉矶这个城区中的一个很古老的一个礼拜堂 ，Church，the Church of the Open Door.
The evening meeting was conducted at the Church of the Open Door in downtown LA.
有一天晚上，一些牧师们被邀请到台上去。
One night at one of these evening meetings, some of the ministers were invited to go up to the stage.
因为坐在台上，所以我就看得见这个他们的那个讲台上的情形。
Because I was sitting on the stage, I was able to see the condition on the stage there.
我看见在他们的讲台上有一个牌子，这是只有给牧师看。
I noticed I was sitting behind the pulpit and I saw a little plaque on the pulpit which can only be read by the speaker, by the minister.
坐在下面的人都看不见。
No one sitting in the audience can see that.
那个牌子就是提醒一个讲道的人。
That plaque was a reminder to the speaker or the preacher.
那个牌子上写什么呢？
On the plaque, it was written.
我请John来念出来。
The plaque said very simply, Sir, we want to see Jesus.
就是这么简单。
Very simple.
提醒那个讲道的人要讲耶稣基督。
To remind the speaker to speak about the person of Jesus.
这些到礼拜堂来的人不是要听你给他们分析时事、经济、外交，是讲耶稣基督。
People come into the church not to listen to you to deliver an exposition on
politics or
the economic situation or anything else, but it's to hear about Jesus.
我越读圣经，我越觉得神所祝福的教会是以圣经为基础的教会。
The more I read the scripture, the more I understand why is it that all the growing and good churches are churches which is founded on God's word and place emphasis on God's word.
保罗一直劝提摩太，你要以传神的道为念。
Paul continued time after time to encourage Timothy to put the emphasis on scripture. Do not neglect the reading and the preaching of the scriptures.
保罗自己也有一个好的榜样。
Paul himself also had a good example for Timothy.
有些时候提摩太他松懈了，他软弱了，他想到这位年老的保罗，他得到很大的鼓励。
Sometimes I'm sure Timothy would feel discouraged, disillusioned, and feel weak, but I'm sure it always would come back to him that this old man, Apostle Paul, the good example that he left for him.
年轻人呢，你看看教会中有一些年老的人，他们的努力，我们就得到鼓励。
Young people, pay attention to some of the older people in the church. See how they diligently studying God's word, seeking after the Lord. That should be your encouragement.
他们已经信主了好多年了。
They have known the Lord for many years.
他们所读的圣经比我们多得多了。
The scriptures they read much more than we have read.
哦，他们的记忆力没有你好，可是他们比你用功。
Their memory may not be as good as you, but they really work hard in studying the scriptures.
我看见一些老先生、老太太戴着那个老花眼镜在读圣经的时候，我就得到鼓励。
Every time I see an elderly person in the church with their reading glasses and reading the scriptures, it gives me great encouragement.
年轻的提摩太从保罗得到很大的鼓励。
Young Timothy received much encouragement from his older brother, Apostle Paul.
保罗在这条属灵的道路上一直跑到底，提摩太有一个好榜样，他也跑到底。
Paul ran this race toward the end, and he left a very good example for Timothy, and Timothy ended up doing the same thing.
最后我要再讲到的就是教会中的领袖的问题。
The last point I'd like to cover in this series is the leaders in this church.
你会发现在提摩太前后书、提多书里面，这个问题讲的很多。
If you were to read 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, you would discover many verses talking about leaders in the Church of Jesus.
因为在耶稣基督的那个时代，没有这个很大的教堂的建筑物，基督徒的聚会都是在很多小的家庭。
Back in the first century, there was no big church buildings like we have today. All of the church services were conducted in people's homes.
提多、提摩太在两个城市里做牧师，单单他们两个人工作做不完了。
Titus and Timothy both were pastors, at two different cities, and they themselves couldn't possibly do everything.
保罗告诉他们，你们要注意训练领袖，拣选领袖来分担各样的工作。
And Paul told Titus and Timothy that you have to pay attention to select leaders, to get leaders to help you in doing the ministry.
这个领袖怎么样拣选呢？领袖的条件资格是怎么样的？
How do we select,
在这个信里面都提得很清楚。
How do we select these leaders? What kind of qualifications should you look for? Paul very clearly stated to Titus and Timothy these qualifications.
我们先看提多书第一章。
Turn with me to Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章第五节
Titus chapter 1 verse 5
我们要读两段经文这个第一段呢我想请 John 带领所有读英文的弟兄姐妹你们先来读这一段提多书一章五节
There are two passages we want to read The first passage in Titus we'll read in English And we'll read this responsively I'll read verse 5
第五节到第九节
Okay, we want to read from verse 5 through 9We'll start with verse 5. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you might set in order what remains, and appoint elders in every city as I directed you. Verse 6, please. Verse 7. For the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not pernicious, not fond of sordid gain. Verse 8.Let's read verse 9 together. Holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, that he may be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict.
好，我们往前面翻一点，念提摩太前书第三章第一节开始。
Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节到十三节
We'll read from verse 1 through 13
这次我们请读国语的弟兄姐妹一起念
This time we'll read responsibly in Chinese starting
我读一节
verse 1.
请你读一节人若想要得监督的职分就是羡慕善功这话是可信的不饮酒滋事不打人只要温和不争竞不贪财人若不知道管理自己的家焉能照管神的教会呢监督也必须在教外有好名声恐怕被人毁谤落在魔鬼的网络里要存清洁的良心固守正道的奥秘女执事也是如此必须端庄不说谗言有节制凡事忠心十三节一同念因为凡做执事的自己就得到美好的地步并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量好谢谢诸位
Thank you.
方才我们所读的两段圣经讲到教会的领袖
These two passages talked about qualifications for leaders in the church
你会发现这里所提到的长老和监督是两个不同的名称可是是同样的一种人
In the scriptures, in these passages here two words are used, elders and overseers These two meant the exact same thing
在这里也提到执事
These passages also talked about deacons and deaconesses
在我们这个三章第十一节所提到的女执事原文做女人到底是怎么一回事
In verse 11 in the original language the word there uses women instead of deaconesses
读中文圣经的人常常读到这里是女执事可是小字说原文是女人
In Chinese Bible it has in verse 11 deaconesses but in the margin there the note says in original language is the word women
有一些人读圣经所下的功夫真是令人钦佩
Some people who really study the scripture very carefully.
有人曾经统计，在这个 King James Version 英文的这个圣经里面，这一个字啊出现过222次在圣经里。
Some people once took a survey that this word right here, women, appear in the King James Version 222 times.
其中有92次在翻译圣经的时候把它翻译成为妻子 wife.
92 of those 222 times, this word was actually translated, as wife.
另外有130次这个字都翻译成为女人。
And the other 130 times, it was translated to the word women.
按照这些圣经研究的分析，我们可以知道，在这里所提的这一个人，其实他就是执事的太太。
So to be interpreted accurately, this word here, women or deaconesses, actually refers to the wives of deacons.
这里告诉我们，一个做教会领袖的人，不但他本身的资格重要，他的配偶，他的妻子。那个资格也是重要。
To put it very simply, the Bible puts great emphasis not only on the qualification of someone who is to be a leader or a deacon in the church, but also it's very important that his wife, his counterpart, is able to fulfill the same qualification.
我曾经读过一本书。
I had read a book once.
有一位孙德生老牧士。
It's an old pastor, pastor son.
Oswald Sanders.他写的这本书啊，叫做《属灵的领袖》（Spiritual Leadership）。
The title of his book is Spiritual Leadership.
这位孙老牧师是英国人。
This old Reverend Sanders is British.
他现在还活着，大概有七八十岁。
He is still living today. He's probably in his 70s or 80s.
他是这个中国内地会以前的总主任。
He was the executive chairman of the China Inland Mission.
Yes.
China Inland Mission.
你知道这个中国内地会是一个很蒙神赐福的团体。
If you know anything about mission, you know the China Inland Mission was a mission which was greatly blessed by God.
在一百多年以前，很多西教士到中国去传福音的时候，多半都是在沿海的一些省份。
Back about 100 years ago, when many of the Western missionaries went to China, they stayed along the coast, the Pacific coast of China.
因为内陆的省份交通也困难，通信也困难，很少人愿意进。
Because China Inland.Transportation was very difficult. Also, the culture was very difficult to work with. And so very few of them actually went inside.
那个时候戴德生牧师成立了这个中国内地会，他的负担是向中国内陆的省份传福音。
At that time, Hudson Taylor had the burden and the vision for reaching the inland part of China.
那个时候到中国来传道的英国宣教士付的代价是很惊人。
At that time, the missionaries from Great Britain had to pay fantastic prices.Just to minister to be missionaries in the inland part of China.
他们要学习留辫子。
They have to learn to grow a ponytail.
男的人也是留辫子。
Even for the male missionaries.
他们要学习穿中国人的裤子，中国人的衣服。
They need to learn to wear the Chinese clothing.
听说中国人的裤子是很大的，这样折起来拿一个绳子绑起来。
I heard that those old Chinese men's trousers are very big, and you need to wrap around several times.
刚才我所提到的这位孙德生牧师，他就是这位内地会的一位主任。
So the pastor I told you about, Oswald Sanders, was the head of the China Inland Mission.
当他写这个教会领袖的资格的时候，他把以上的两段经文呢分析一下，归纳成为六点。
When he was writing the book Spiritual Leadership, he took two verses or two passages and then divided them into six points.
第一，他提到社会一方面的资格。
First of all, he talked about the qualification, the social qualification of a leader in the church.
这就是根据我们刚才所念的经文。
This qualification is based on the two passages we just read.
在这一方面，他提到无可指责。Must be above reproach.
The first point about social qualification is that this person must be above reproach or be blameless.
意思就是说，一个人他的品格是完美的，让一个攻击他的人站不住脚。
What that means is that beyond reproach or be blameless simply means that this person is so right that he gives no room for anyone else to attack him.
提到他要有好的名声。
Also, he must have a good reputation.
这里特别提到对教会外面的人也需要有好的名声。
Not only just have a good reputation in the church, but when he's outside of the church. in the secular world, he must also have a good reputation among his non-Christian friends.
我们不应当贪求什么好的名誉, 可是一个人有好的名誉,
we should not be greedy in simply seeking after reputations, but to have a good reputation is very important.
这个好的名声并不是因为他的地位、他的财富, 乃是他的信仰, 他的品德所带来的。
This good reputation is not obtained because he is wealthy or because he has a high status in the society, but because of his character.
孙牧师接下去他提到, 这个教会的领袖第二方面的资格就是道德一方面的资格。
The second qualification Reverend Sander mentioned was the qualification in being